Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The top dollar proposal came from Delegate Jennifer Carroll Foy, who's running for the governor's seat in 2021. She's asking her colleagues to restore almost $500 million in K-12 spending that the legislature approved earlier this year, but froze amidst the pandemic's economic downturn.
One of the reasons that we are number one place to do business in this country is because we have such a skilled and educated workforce, and we want to give especially marginalized communities and schools a leg up where we can.
Delegate Lee Carter suggested the state save money with a multi-million dollar reduction in police spending. He says law enforcement officers are too often tasked with doing jobs that should be handled by professionals trained to handle situations that involve mental health crises or substance use disorder.
Almost none of these problems are helped by the arrival of someone with a firearm and de facto or de jure authorization to act violently.
His Republican colleague, Delegate Todd Gilbert, has filed an amendment to restore money for police. However, he did not make a presentation to the committee. Representatives from both sides of the aisle called for some form of paid sick leave and more resources for health care. In Richmond, I'm Kat Maudlin Jackson.